You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, March 3rd, 2017, week 194, aka Nintendo Switch release day.
Oh.
I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Sisk.
And this is Destiny Pizza. Let's get into some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Kung Fu Panda, because there has probably the biggest cast.
A lot of big names.
Yeah.
It's like really the return of Jack Black, kind of. Because I feel like he was gone. I always say this about a lot of people, though.
You want me to go through his IMDb profile?
No, never mind. Okay. He wasn't gone, but I feel like it's one of his biggest things. That probably is still one of his biggest things that he's done.
Yeah.
It's like his franchise, I guess.
Which is crazy when you think that Angelina Jolie, Seth Rogen, Lucy Liu, Jackie Chan, and David Cross are also in this franchise.
Like, yeah, but you always think Jack Black.
You never think of Angelina Jolie. You never think of Seth Rogen, for sure.
You don't, yeah. I never think of Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan's the guy I always forget.
Yeah.
He plays the monkey.
So, yeah, a great movie. Michael Clark Duncan was also in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's proud of it. Major people. Dan Fogler. I don't know if you remember who that is. John
Not
Stevenson. Ian McShane.
Yes, Ian McShane.
James Hong. The picture that they use for Jackie Chan is like...
That's awesome.
Like, that is...
That is awesome.
Jackie Chan hasn't looked like that for quite a long time.
I think you should put the picture of what they look like at the time they made the movie.
Yeah.
That should be a rule of thumb.
So yeah, that's my recommendation. DreamWorks Animation.
My recommendation is Woman in Gold. Got Ryan Reynolds in it, Helen Mirren. About a guy who's, I think it's his aunt, maybe? Helen Mirren's his aunt, and she was in Germany at the time of World War II.
But not a Nazi.
But not a Nazi, she was Jewish, and the Nazis stole all of her family's like artwork and stuff, and the movie is about her trying to get it back.
And based on a true story?
It's gotta be, right?
That'd be a weird movie not to make a true story.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened. If it's not based on one, it's a story like that. But yeah, like she's basically trying to get it back, and then it switches between, it does flashbacks to Nazi Germany and her trying to escape. Because it's just like, oh, it's like, it's basically went through, and she's like, oh, it's not that bad right now, and then by the time they try to get out, it's like too late, basically. So it's a pretty good movie. I dig it.
Oh yeah, it's a true story.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because basically Nazis stole a bunch of Jewish people's property and then they try to get it back. And they have to prove that it's theirs. And I think the specific piece was in like the German museum, and they're just trying to argue, well, it's for everyone now or something. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good movie. And on Netflix today, Greenleaf Season 1. Tomorrow, Safe Haven. And on Sunday, Senora Acero Season 3.
Awesome. So how was the last 2 weeks of your life?
Last 2 weeks.
Because we didn't really do a Netflix or a Freestyle Friday.
A lot of rain.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
A lot of rain. Haven't really been up to much. We don't get to talk about the Oscars because...
We haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, but... I don't know.
It was crazy when that movie won Best Picture. I totally didn't see it happening.
It was crazy, yeah.
It was a tight race between Moonlight and La La Land.
Didn't expect that.
But let's be real.
It's La La Land.
Yeah, it's La La Land.
We all know that.
Hashtag Oscar so white. I went to Silquarius, which was a music festival. With a lot of has-beens.
Has-beens? R. Kelly a has-been? Come on.
DMX?
That's not
Ja Rule and Ashanti.
This is my childhood you're talking about.
Brandy. Monica. Maya. Khalees. Yin Yang Twins.
They're still not the hits. They're not the number ones.
They're not the number ones anymore. The internet was there, which was like, they're pretty good.
Okay.
They're on the rise.
Cool.
I think they're the only ones there who played new music, who people got excited for their new music.
Yeah, everyone else, you're like, don't play anything new.
Don't play anything new. Which is weird. R. Kelly didn't play any new music. Like, none of them None of the people I saw were like, I want to play that new song.
I think because they knew their audience, especially.
They know who, like...
I'm sure it's like that for most of them, but if you're going to like a show for that specific person, then maybe they'll play some new stuff. But if you're going to a show where it's all other people like your situation, where you're like a has-been, as you call them.
Then... I mean, what would you call them?
You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
But like, would you call Paul McCartney a has-been?
No, because he's still great.
Are these people aren't still great?
No, like Paul McCartney's new music. I'd listen to his new CD.
Okay. Does Rolling Stones make new music?
Yeah, their new album is really good. I like it. It's more like a blues album.
Yeah. But there's got to be people still touring that aren't making new music, but you love their old stuff and you'll go see them.
Elton John's newest album, I don't really remember it.
Yeah.
But he released an album a few years ago I listened to.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was weird because it was like raining and then it wasn't planned properly, so... A lot of people complained. It took us like 2 hours to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
That's crazy to me. 2 hours.
And then like certain people were really late for their sets. So they like pushed all these people back and they had to put Brandy inside the venue. Like it was weird.
What'd they do when they weren't... When people were late?
Just like DJ playing music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One DJ's like, yeah, Monica's on the side of the stage. I'm looking at her right now. And I was like, she's not there. I was like, we know she's not there.
That's funny.
Make some noise for Monica, and you're like, shut up.
So the rain wasn't too bad, though?
No, it was worse when we were in line. And then, but it was weird, because we were sitting in a beer garden, and this lady's like, this black lady, it was like, doesn't this feel like a ghetto to you, like you're on Skid Row? And I'm like, you're sitting on a carpet, and they serve beer here.
Yeah.
Like, what are you, she's like, I'm going to write a letter of complaint. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
weird. This seems pretty nice to me.
This is pretty nice to me.
Beer garden?
I was like, we're in a beer garden. There's couches. So, yeah, that was... And then we played, the next day we did Pandemic Legacy.
Yes. We finished it.
Oh, also, if you have a chance in your life to see R. Kelly live, do that, because it is bonkers.
Yeah, we watched that YouTube video of it.
Yeah, just search R. Kelly towel. Crazy. And I saw that in real life.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
That is weird that he always does that same thing.
It's like, it's very routine, it seems like.
That's crazy.
Ja Rule and Ashanti are great live. Ashanti in a fur coat is one of my favorite things I've ever seen because it's just so weird. And so, yeah. A lot of people complained about it because it was kind of misorganized, but it's only one day, so it was fine. Like, if it was a multiple day festival, that would be a problem. But
yeah.
Who cares? Then we played Pandemic Legacy the next day, and I honestly wasn't sure if I was gonna make it or not. I was surprised.
Yeah, because
I was just so
day
tired.
Right after, and we did it pretty early. We started
at like 10:30.
Yeah,
I think I got home that night at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Then didn't go to work on Monday. I don't remember what I did. I think I just slept.
Smart.
Then work the rest of the week. Saturday, I went to San Diego with my sister, met up with my other sister, then went to the Zelda escape room, Defenders of the Triforce, which was all right. It wasn't, I wouldn't call it an escape room.
Yeah. Mislabeled, more like.
Very mislabeled.
It's like what you do in an escape room, but it's not escape room.
Yeah. Because it's like a giant room. And they have tables for each teams, and then they put you on a team number. And then, like, you have to work on stuff at the table and then take it to these places and then, like, and then go back to the table and stuff like that.
It almost sounds like you're beta testing.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. But they had Nintendo Switches there, which was weird.
Ooh.
But we didn't stay around for that because my sister's like, it's coming out in a week. Like,
yeah. What's the point?
If it was like a month ago, we would be stoked on it. But. We're literally going to play the game in like 7 days.
Yeah, might as well. Because you're going to be annoyed. You're like, I barely got to play.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't even think we were allowed to play it. I think we were just allowed
barely
to,
got
watch
to watch
it.
Yeah, like, what's the point?
So,
Was this like a specific Nintendo thing? Like Nintendo?
It's like Nintendo collabed with another play, like this escape company.
Yeah.
But this company also has one coming out with Attack on Titan and another one for Final Fantasy 14. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think I would recommend them.
No,
honestly.
I mean the Zelda part seems like a big.
the Zelda part of it was cool, but like, yeah, exactly. That was a big part of it.
Yeah. Like, you'd be even more annoyed if it was like theme you didn't like. And then it was like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can handle a regular escape room like an escape room, even if your theme, I'm not into the theme. Yeah. But that would be annoying.
Yeah.
The fact that Zelda helped
a lot.
I feel like, yeah.
And the fact that it had like Nintendo's blessings.
Yeah. That then you get all the access.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I kind of had a slow couple weeks. So.
Been watching a lot of Meat Eater. A lot of happening.
We watched some of that, too.
Yeah. I think it's Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, Friday night.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I went to this place called Nickel City with my niece and nephew yesterday.
It's like Nickel Nickel,
yeah.
Did they just change the name? Or
it's in San Diego.
Different company.
I think it's a different company.
Is Nickel Nickel widespread?
There's one in Huntington Beach now. That's it.
Okay.
I think that one might have closed.
Yeah, I think it did. I'm pretty sure it did.
The Huntington Beach one?
No, the local one.
The one in Forest. That one's definitely gone.
I miss that place.
Me too.
So fun.
But you say that, and then I went to Nickel City, and I was like, I do not miss this place.
They don't have great stuff? Or
it costs so much.
Well, there's a lot of the free games were cool, I guess.
This place didn't have any free games.
Okay, then it's annoying. You have to pay to get in.
See,
that's the cool thing about Nickel Nickel was that there had a lot, like The Simpsons was free, like X-Men
a lot of the fun
was
games.
Free. Like there were a lot of cool free games. There were also pay games, and any of the.
But a lot of these games they started costing a lot more. It was like 8 to 10 nickels.
That's
to play these games.
A gimmick,
yeah,
to make people think it's less. That's
yeah.
Yeah, because the thing about Nickel, like, it was supposed to be...
You pay up front,
and then the gimmick is, if this game is usually 4 quarters, it's 4 nickels.
Yeah.
And that seems like... There's no way that game would cost $2. Maybe it would. I don't know how arcades...
Some arcades are crazy now.
But the cool thing is they also had
the expensive games. Where I don't know how much they cost, because we were playing ticket games, because I was with my niece and nephew.
That's true.
But... They had like Jurassic Park. They had like those shooter games.
Oh, they did have cool games too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, they got like that was the thing about Nickel Nickel too. They didn't have,
they did actually. They started having like snowboarding games and stuff like
that.
I'm
just thinking that because they didn't have many of those games when we were that young anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just putting my mindset back there. So they didn't have them because they didn't exist. They exist at the time.
So it was a good time.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. And then there's a game store next to it called At Ease Games, which is. If you're into board games, I highly recommend checking it out.
You can get any new board games?
Yeah, well, I bought Pandemic and Pandemic Iberia.
Yeah.
Because I figured we'd want to play something that was Pandemic, but not.
But yeah.
Legacy.
But it doesn't take a year.
So Pandemic is just plain old Pandemic, and then Pandemic Iberia
Good we'd be at regular Pandemic.
That's what I was wondering, because I feel like we became really like a well-oiled machine at Pandemic Legacy.
Yeah.
After like 6 months.
Like, would regular Pandemic be too easy for us?
There's so many expansions for the regular Pandemic, though.
Yeah.
Which is why I bought Pandemic Iberia, because it's Pandemic that takes place in like the Iberian Peninsula in the 13th century.
Interesting.
So it's like yellow fever, cholera.
Mm-hmm. It's like real diseases.
Like, old diseases, though. Like,
yeah.
So I was like, I figured we'll try that sometime.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
No.
That's it. Thank you for listening. Come back next week. I'll probably talk about the Nintendo Switch. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.